Alright folks, welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into the power of boundaries, those invisible lines we draw to protect our mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 with little room for yourself? Like a rechargeable battery that never seems to get fully charged? That's a major red flag, my friends. You know that feeling when you just want 5 minutes to breathe without someone needing something from you? That's the universe calling out for some healthy boundaries. Let me tell you, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for your mental health. Think of them as those comfy sweatpants, they keep you cozy and comfortable in your own space. It's about saying, yes, to what nourishes you and, no, to what drains you. It's about honoring your needs and respecting your limits. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds a bit intense? Trust me, it's not as complicated as it seems. Think of it like this. Setting boundaries is like learning a new language. It takes practice, but once you get the hang of it, it becomes second nature. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will have you saying boundaries with confidence. 1. Know your needs. Before you can set any boundaries, you gotta know what you need. Take some time for self-reflection, journal, meditate, whatever works for you. Figure out your values, your triggers, and those things that just plain make you happy. Are you someone who needs quiet time to recharge? Do you feel drained when people constantly interrupt you? Identifying your needs is the foundation of boundary setting. 2. Communicate clearly. This one's crucial. Once you know what you need, learn to communicate it clearly and assertively. No more beating around the bush or saying, yes, when you really mean, no. Practice using I statements, like, I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments, or, I need some time alone to recharge. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small boundaries and gradually work your way up. Maybe it's saying no to an extra meeting, declining a social event you don't feel like attending, or setting aside dedicated me time each day. Remember, consistency is key. 4. It's okay to say no. This is huge. Saying no doesn't make you rude, it makes you responsible for your own well-being. You have the right to decline requests that don't align with your values or priorities. Think of it like this, you wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite sweater without permission, would you? Your time and energy are just as valuable. 5. Boundaries evolve. Remember, life is constantly changing, so your boundaries should too. Check in with yourself regularly and see what's working, what's not, and adjust accordingly. Don't be afraid to reassess and make changes as needed. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, this amazing woman who juggles work, family, and friends like a pro. She's always the first one to lend a helping hand, but lately, she's feeling burnt out. She's constantly saying, yes, even when she's overwhelmed, leading to stress, anxiety, and feeling like she's running on fumes. Sarah realizes she needs to set some boundaries. First, she starts by prioritizing her own well-being, scheduling regular exercise, taking mindful breaks throughout the day, and carving out time for hobbies she enjoys. Then, she learns to communicate her needs more assertively. When a coworker asks her to take on another project, she politely declines, explaining that she's already committed to several deadlines. She also starts saying no to social events that drain her energy, choosing instead to spend time with loved ones who bring her joy. The result? Sarah feels more energized, less stressed, and happier overall. She rediscovers the importance of self-care and learns that it's okay to put herself first. So remember, folks, setting boundaries isn't about becoming a recluse or alienating others. It's about creating healthy relationships with yourself and those around you. By honoring your needs and communicating clearly, you create space for genuine connections, personal growth, and a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember, you deserve to feel good, inside and out. So go forth and set those boundaries, your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Let's spread the boundary love. Until next time, keep it real, keep it healthy, and keep protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.